Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Brian Mars. And always nice to get people on the show, and especially new people with the organization. How do you like San Francisco?
Well, so far it's been great. Can't ask for much better weather, and you know, now we're starting to play some good baseball.
Yeah, well, years ago there was a pitcher who said, "Boy, I don't like the weather here so much," and everyone got offended. Next thing you knew, he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, actually, I like the weather. If it wasn't for the cool weather, I don't think I'd been able to throw the three innings the other night.
That's right. Brian Morris with us, of course, talking about, let's start with that 18-17 inning game, and you had an interesting play in that game, and that was the pickoff of Scooter Jeanette, and that was a huge play. But you did go three innings, and that's close to your career high.
Yeah, I was looking back. It's been over 4 years since I've gone that far in a game. On the pickoff move, just one of those things where he should have probably advanced to third on the play before, and he didn't. And on that particular play, I kind of made eye contact with Crawford, and I guess we were on the same page, and he broke, and I turned and threw it to second, and it worked out great for me.
Brian Morris with us talking about the play in the 17-inning game of picking off Scooter Jeanette at second. But an interesting part of that was the grip on the ball, because, you know, you're a pitcher and you're looking in for a sign and they're giving you a sign, but you know you got to throw to second. You got to be careful you don't throw into center field.
Yeah, Buster called curveball, but I kind of had a feeling that I wanted to pick off, so I kept the four-seam grip, and then luckily for me, crawl took off and it worked out, because I don't think I'd been wanting to throw a curveball to second base.
I don't think he would want that either. All right, tell us a little bit about growing up. You're a Tennessee kid, and you had tremendous success as a pitcher in high school. They retired your number. My goodness. So tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what life was like for you as a young man.
Well, couldn't ask for a better childhood, obviously. Big family. I'm the youngest of eight kids, so it's big family. So it's always been wild and fun. I grew up in Tullahoma, Tennessee, where I moved there when I was about 12. I was in McMinnville, Tennessee before that. You know, kind of a baseball family. My dad was a coach and my two older brothers played, so it's just, you know, just part of being in the family. We had to, you know, had to do something, and baseball at that point came natural, and it was a lot of fun, and I decided early on that playing in the big leagues was my dream.
What position did you play as a young kid? Now, we have so many youngsters who listen to this show. They're 8, 10 years old, 12 years old, and we talked to a lot of big leaguers. So an interesting story of what you did as a young man.
Well, the very first position I played was actually third base in T-ball. I was the only one on the team that could throw it across the diamond, so they put me at third. And I actually moved to catcher. My dad was a catcher, and that's what, you know, I hit left-handed and threw right-handed, so he wanted me to catch. And that evolved to me being shortstop in high school, and then my sophomore year in high school is when I started to kind of turn and pitch as well. And then going into my senior year is when I realized that pitching's probably my opportunity.
Well, you had some good games in high school. As I said, your number's retired. I think it was 15, if I'm not mistaken, is your number. But you had no hitters and big games, and you beat your dad's alma mater, I think.
Yeah, I brag about that one. One of my no-hitters was against my dad's high school team, so I don't think he was too disappointed with that. He was more excited for me on that standpoint. But, yeah, you know, it's just baseball has always been a lot of fun, and even now I just competitive family, and it kind of was ingrained in me, and now I'm fortunate to go and be able to compete every day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Brian Morris telling us his story. Were you a University of Tennessee fan, or what sort of other sports did you follow?
Well, I didn't have much of a choice. I had to be a Tennessee fan. My older brother played baseball 2 years there, so and he's 10 years older than me, so I was 19 years old when he was there. So I was a baseball fan for Tennessee. My dad was high school friends with Philip Fulmer, so we always had to cheer for the Volunteers in football. And Fulmer used to come to the house in the summertime. So, I don't think I had much of a choice. But yeah, even today, I still follow Tennessee.
All right. So coming out of high school, you do get drafted by Tampa Bay. You don't go and sign with them. them, and you go to junior college, pitch, and then you get drafted by the Dodgers. I don't know if many people know that. You're a former Dodger.
Yeah. I signed in 2006 and was there until I got traded in 2008. So it was a brief stint. I enjoyed it. I got my first major injury out of the way with the Dodgers. But yeah, it was definitely a good opportunity for me, and very grateful for them, you know, taking a chance on a kid from Tennessee. So.
Well, we're not going to publicize this too much that you're a Dodger. You know that now you're in San Francisco, but you're in their minor league system, and you had Tommy John surgery at 19 years old. Where were you then, and how did that all come about?
Well, I was in the short season. I was in the Pioneer League in Ogden, Utah. I believe I was on my 14th or 15th start. Kind of felt something in my elbow during the game. I kind of felt it on a throw to third base on a bunt play. And I threw one more pitch, got the last out of the inning on that next pitch, and then I went in the dugout and said my elbow was hurting, and MRI the next day, and I had a torn ligament. And then when they got in there, I had three bone chips in there as well. So it was, I guess it was going to happen eventually. I'm glad it happened that early. Knock on wood, we're still going with only one elbow surgery. So it's been a good surgery, you know. So
well, it worked out. What a life of a baseball player, and especially a pitcher in the modern times with Tommy John surgery. It's really incredible how many people end up having it. Well, you get traded in the Manny Ramirez trade, a very famous trade that brings him to the Dodgers, and you end up with Pittsburgh. And as I've said to you, you've had some outstanding major league seasons, but you've had some injuries in the middle of it. Now, you're with the Pirates, then you end up going to the Marlins for a compensation pick. You have some good seasons with the Marlins as well, 64 appearances, 50 appearances, and stuff like that. You've made some progress in the major leagues.
Yeah, I'm definitely fortunate for the opportunities that I've had, and I've tried to do the best with every time I go out on the field. Doesn't always work out for the best, but you know, I'm living the dream. You know, it's a little kid growing up, I always wanted to play baseball, and I'm doing it right now. Hopefully it lasts, you know, until I want to say I'm done. But, you know, very few people get to say that. So I'm just going to take it day by day and keep going.
Well, you've had some injuries. Yeah. As we said, the Tommy John surgery. Then you had some back spasms, which led to some stenosis. And then you had the herniated disc surgery, which knocked you out for a good part of the year. And now you're back. So what are the results of those surgeries, and how do you feel now?
Well, now I feel pretty good. I don't have too many lingering issues with the back surgery. I know I took a big risk and a chance on myself having that surgery. I felt like I was betting on myself to get back and be capable of playing at the highest level. And it just so happened I ended up being a free agent at the end of last season. And I just couldn't pass up an opportunity to play for an organization like the Giants. I had multiple conversations with Bobby, and everything just seemed to just be a good fit for me and my family, and we went with it. Spring training was a little bit of a disaster for me. Middle of spring, you know, coming back from surgery, you never know what to expect, and I had a back spasm, second outing of the year. And then I was coming back from that in live BP, and I get hit with a comebacker and break my foot. So as much work as I put in to prove that I was back and healthy and ready to go, you know, I just kept finding ways to have setbacks. So it was a frustrating time. Hopefully I put the injury bug behind me for the year, and we can keep going, move forward.
Brian Morris with us. Brian, tell us about what kind of pitcher you are. What's your stuff? Give us a scouting report.
Well, I throw mainly a two-seam fastball and a cutter, and then I mix in a curveball a little bit. I try to let them hit it, you know. My fastball's got a little down action, and my cutter's got a little down action, so I try to get them to hit it, because more than half the time it gets put on the ground, and especially with the defense that we have here, they're going to be outs most of the time. So it's really fun playing when you got Gold Glovers behind you.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So we're with Brian Morris here in the live radio, and you never know what's going to happen here. But as a hitter, can you hit at all? I think you got one major league hit. I think I saw that in your background.
I got one hit. I wouldn't necessarily say that I can hit. You know, it's it was something that I thought I was good at when I was younger, and up until the point that I went from a starter to reliever. And I got the one hit way back when. It's been, I guess, 4 or 5 years, 4 years since I've gotten that hit. Fortunately, I haven't been in many roles in the past years in the bullpens to get many at-bats. If I have 7 at-bats, I think I got 5 of them that 1 year that I got the hit. So I guess I'm proud to have a hit in the big leagues. Not everybody can say that either. So that's and it helped us win the game. So that works out well.
You got to lay a bunt down too. That's more important. All right, so now they use you sort of 7th, 8th inning guy. Is that the way you've been used throughout your career with your kind of stuff? And you know, first of all, how old are you now?
I just turned 30 in the spring.
All right. So a young man. All right. So how have you been used as a major league reliever?
Well, I guess you can say I've been in many different roles. My first year in Pittsburgh, I had my longest outing of my career, 3 2/3, and I've thrown in situations like that, and I've thrown in situations where I'd come in 7th and 8th inning and you know, get a hold or get a starter out of a jam. That's kind of been, besides being the long guy, I've kind of hit every role, that in the 9th inning. I haven't really thrown, been a closer for anybody. Miami, I spent a lot of time in the 8th inning, especially after I got traded. I kind of threw really well and got on a hot streak. So I spent a year and a half throwing the 8th inning for them. So that was good.
All right. How'd you like being in Miami?
I liked it. The city was good. Can't complain about being close to the beach. So, and the weather was nice every day when you're playing inside. It's 70 degrees inside every day. So can't complain about that either.
Come on, you lived on the beach right where I grew up. You lived about 6 blocks from where I lived for a good part of my life there in Miami Beach. So I like the stories. For folks who know Miami Beach, he was around the Carillon Hotel right around that area, 68th and Collins. So I used to ride my bike down there. Trust me, I used to be down there quite a bit. So very good. Having you on the Giants is a lot of fun. It's a clubhouse that really is. It's just interesting guys, and seems, I don't know, the vibe is good.
Yeah, the vibe's good, and even when we were going through the rough stretch, and you know, I missed the first month due to my foot injury, but you know, team was kind of struggling, and then when I get here, we lose 5 in a row. It's been a struggle, and it's. You know, you go through stuff like that, but it didn't mess up the camaraderie in the clubhouse, and it didn't mess up the spirits of everybody. You know, obviously you're disappointed in the way things are going, but everybody seemed to come in every day with the same attitude that we're going to work hard and do the best we can to win tonight's game. And it's starting to turn around. You know, you can tell that we're starting to play a little better baseball, and a lot of times we need a game like that 17-inning game to turn things around. So it's been good.
Yeah, well, you're a big part of that 17-inning game, 3 shutout innings. What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, in the off season, I hadn't done it much the past year because of the back surgery, but I like to golf a little bit. And in the off season, I like to bowl. You know, obviously I can't bowl in the season because it's too much pressure on the forearm. But golfing and bowling are probably my two hobbies that I personally like to do. But I got an 18-month-old son, and a lot of my time outside of the field is, you know, with him and my wife, and that I'm absolutely enjoying that right now. So that's been a blessing.
Very good. Now I said Tennessee, and I'm thinking of you. I'm saying, all right, where does this guy hunt?
I've done a little bit of hunting. Not much since little one has come. I did a little bit of deer hunting in the mountain. You know, I live in the foothill, close to the mountains in Middle Tennessee. I'd probably say I enjoy fishing a little more than hunting, especially the cold weather. I'd rather be out on the lake with my shirt off compared to bundled up in a tree stand somewhere. So.
Very smart man. Hey, it's great having you on the show. I know everyone wanted to hear from you, and I think you're going to be a part of this bullpen. I really do. So it's nice to have you. You've had a lot of success in the big leagues, and you just need some good health. So nice having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.